Lament, lament, good Christians all, who now draw near unto this place, to see a wretched sinner's fall, who here doth die in great disgrace. Although the laws are ne'er so strict, some daily do the same transgress, and warnings all they do neglect, they're rooted so in wickedness. As by this sad example here, it is confirmed to every one, how that the devil lays his baits to bring us to destruction. For every one he hath a snare to please and satisfy their mind, and for their ruin doth prepare according as they are inclined. This woman being covetous, for to grow rich it was her aim. She did not value by what means, which did procure her lasting shame. Some of them did practice make a sovereign coin for to deface, not thinking at the last to come to end their lives in foul disgrace. But though they for a time did reign and prosper in their wickedness, they now are brought to open shame, their heinous crimes for to confess. This wretched woman being one, who having not the fear of God, now for her crime is hither come, to feel his dreadful heavy rod. Her clipping and her filing trade, in private she long time did use, hoping she should not be betrayed, the king and country did abuse. A little girl she used to send unto the shops her coin to change, and so conveyed it to her friend, who put it off in manner strange. At length the same suspected was by one that lived near Temple Bar, who watched the girl when home she went, she being not of him aware. With officers the house they searched, and there one woman they did find, with clippings in a handbasket, which did appear of the same kind. In breaking up another door, they likewise plainly did perceive clippings and filings on the floor, which carelessly she chanced to leave. A file and shears likewise there was, a melting pot which they did use, and all things for their purpose fit, the blinded world for to abuse. For which to prison they were sent, until their trial for to lie. And time they had for to repent, to make their peace before they die. Two of them sentence did receive, upon a hurdle drawn to be, and burnt to ashes in the flames, where people all the same might see. This wretched woman being one, which here is brought unto your view, to pay for her transgression, because she proved so untrue. A spectacle of misery, she doth appear in this same place, being bound the law to satisfy, and end her life in great disgrace. All you good Christians who are here, and see her sad and woeful fall, pray that with patience she may hear, and unto Christ for mercy call. Who knows but that the Lord on high, in mercy may her soul receive, and free her from all misery, if firmly she in him believe. Let her example warn you all, to have the Lord still in your mind, lest to such crimes you have to fall, and unto sin you be inclined. Beware of filthy avarice, and strive your lives for to amend. Do not presume to follow vice, lest you come to untimely end. A dreadful thing it is, you see, her body in the flames to burn. but worse when soul and body both into eternal flames shall turn. Therefore once more I shall beware and strive God's mercy to embrace, and let it be your only care to find a heavenly resting place.